The Commerce Department released figures last week showing, as I alluded to a moment ago, that in May, Americans stashed away nearly 7% of their after-tax income. That's the highest level since 1993. And economists figure that number will soon hit 8% or more. And it compares with no savings rate, essentially, in 2008. And in 2007, we actually spent more than we earned. So we went into debt and didn't save at all. Saving is great, right? Well, unless your economy needs you to spend, and it's something called the paradox of thrift, that putting money away actually doesn't stimulate the economy. It hurts it in the short term, although there may be some benefits in the long term. Helping us to sort out this paradox of thrift is Wall Street Journal reporter Kelly Evans. She's right here in the studio. Welcome back. Haven't seen you for a while.
I know. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, when you're not around, I'm assuming that actually things are getting better in the economy.
So. I think I am some sort of economic indicator.
Yeah, Kelly's got some stories. Uh-oh, look out. But this is an interesting, this actually is a double-edged sword, that if people save more, they're being intelligent about their personal finances, but maybe not so intelligent about the broad economy, which needs spending.
Well, I think in this case, and most economists agree with this, that one edge of that sword is sharper than the other, namely that the negative saving rate proved to be just as detrimental to the economy as people were worried about.
So the negative savings rate set us up for the subprime mortgage problems and the debt foreclosures all the toxic bank assets.
It sort of explained that there was something happening in the economy that let people spend beyond their incomes. And remember, in 2005 and 2006, those annual negative savings rates were later revised positive, but there still were times that it went negative. And the last time that had happened was sort of in the 1930s around the Great Depression. So at the time, there were a lot of people saying, what does this mean? This is a whole new economy. Right. You know, is it as important now as it was then? Well, in retrospect, it did sort of indicate the conditions were unstable. Why were people able to spend more of their income? Well, they had, you know, home equity loans. They had access to credit. They were piling on debt, doing all of the things that for the time helped boost consumer spending, but of course set up conditions that were unsustainable and led to part of the what we're dealing with now.
And the liquidity goes away, which means the spending goes away, which means the demand for goods and services goes away, hence the unemployment rate is rising. Now, if people are socking their money away, there's no benefit from having cash on hand.
Right. Well, and what I was alluding to earlier with one edge of the sword being sharper is that most people would say that as the saving rate is now rising, because people don't have access to those products, or they just don't want the debt load, so they're spending within their means, by the way, a shrinking means, this is what sort of is taking some of the upside potential off consumer spending growth. And because consumer spending is such a big component of the economy, that's why any little changes can matter so much. However, you'd be hard-pressed to find an economist who said this is really something they're worried about. Most of them see this balance sheet repair as a very good thing. In fact, having more of that money in the U.S. available for businesses to invest and to be loaned back out reduces our dependence on other sources of that income, particularly foreign sources of that borrowing that's also been part of the boom.
Well, it does soften the blow that has been talked about long-term, that all of this sort of money printing that's been going on at the Fed and all of this sort of indebtedness that's going on at the Fed actually has less of an inflationary difficulty if we are borrowing money from our own savings as opposed to from the Chinese or the Saudis or sovereign wealth funds, that it helps the dollar if the savings rate goes up. True or false?
Well, I don't know if there's sort of a blanket answer for that. I think what...
Sounds like a false. Sounds like a false.
I don't know.
Very polite.
I just think the more important takeaway from this, I guess from where I'm coming from, is, you know, as the saving rate rises, there is this need to say to people, you know, this isn't the best thing that's ever happened. You know, there is concern that it sort of takes away from that spending we desperately need. But again, long term, it's kind of a structural adjustment that needs to happen. And again, one of the reasons why the saving rate was so high last month was because of the Obama administration's stimulus payments to seniors, $250 one-time payments. We saw this last year, and then it fell away. So it could come off for a couple of months, but yes, underlying what's happening here, the saving rate is definitely headed higher.
Is it possible that a gradual recovery is maybe the better, the stronger path? To have something that bounces directly back up really suggests there's just a lot of volatility and we may be back in the same boat, you know, even 3 months from now.
I certainly, you know, when you talk to people, they'll say, we want to get this economy turned around, the sooner the better. It's been such a long recession and all of that. But yes, if this is all part of getting household balance sheets back in order so that we prevent this type of thing from happening right away again, I think, you know, there are a few people who would say that was a bad thing.
All right, so getting our houses in order. Americans seem to be doing that. The savings rate is the highest it's been since 1993. It may not give us a short-term spending benefit, but it certainly has some long-term benefits, and Kelly Evans was here explaining them for us. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
Kelly Evans, economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.